If you'll turn with us, please, to the Gospel chapter, Luke chapter 2. The Gospel of St. Luke chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 21 and through verse number 40. Luke chapter 2, verse 21 through verse 40. We've kind of embarked on a study, we just barely got into it, on studying about the life of our Lord Jesus. We studied a couple of sessions about God's preparation for the Lord Jesus to come. And then we looked at the birth of the Lord Jesus. But tonight we're going to start looking from Jesus' birth to His boyhood. So you can see that here in Luke 2, verse 21 through 40. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, His name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before He was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spoke of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Have you ever stopped to give thought? Great, meticulous details God provided about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't spare any details concerning Jesus' birth, did he? But how few details we find from Jesus' birth until he was 12 years old. Not a lot is said about it in the Bible, is there? From his birth to his boyhood, I can call it, from his birth to 12 years of age, there's scarcely little spoken about Jesus' life in these years. It seems almost like Jesus' first 12 years were sheltered from us. We do know that in all the Jewish law and customs he was taught, we do know that Jesus was obedient to his parents. He was a good child. We do know that. He learned much, and the Bible says he had the Spirit of God upon him in great, great measure, and he had a lot of wisdom. But over the many years I've read stories, and I'm sure you probably have too, there have been just countless, I'm going to call them theories. There's been all kinds of countless theories people have thought up or they've made up or something about what Jesus did during these so-called years that we don't know much about it from the Bible. They'll say Jesus did this and Jesus did that, or Jesus was here and Jesus was there. But listen, at best, they're just theories. It's just some human's conjecture on what they think Jesus might have done during those 12 years. The truth is, we really just do not know, do we? We don't know. Well, could it possibly be that God sheltered Jesus Christ those first 12 years so that he could just have time to grow? To grow up like any other Jewish boy would grow up. Jesus was just like you and I. He was born a baby, and babies need time to grow, don't they? So the Lord evidently just sheltered him those days. Well, we'll only be able to share in those first 12 years what little scant knowledge we have about those first 12 years of Jesus' life. Now, we're going to try to say what the Bible says. I'm not going to try to say any more, and hopefully I won't say any less, but I'm going to try to share what the Bible says about Jesus' life in those first 12 years from his birth through his boyhood. Why is that? Because God has not permitted us to peer through that window of those 12 years in Jesus' early life at home with Mary and Joseph. We just don't have a good picture. We would be wonderful, wouldn't it, if God had given us more information? We would have loved to know more about Jesus, what's going on in his life those early years, wouldn't we? But God has not chosen to give us that information. But what he has chosen to give us, that's what we want to be looking at. And I want to be thankful for what information God does give us. What about you? So let's look into those years. And as I look at this scripture, I find four things the Bible shares here in these verses that we've read. Four things in Jesus' young life. And these things took place in a relatively short period of time. I'm not talking about years. I'm talking about just weeks. Let's look at these four things. First of all, I see this. I see the dedication of our Lord Jesus Christ here in chapter 2, verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Jewish male children were never given an official name until the 8th day after birth. And on the 8th day, the parents would bring that male child to the temple for circumcision. Now, this was done in accordance to the law of Moses. Now, if you want to read about that, you can back it up. I'll give you some scriptures. You can go back and write it down. Leviticus chapter 12, verses 2 through 6. You can find it there. So as the custom was, he was to be brought to the temple, circumcised on the 8th day, and dedicated, of course, to the Lord. And he would be called then a son of the covenant. Now, what that meant to a Jew was, when that male child was circumcised at 8 days of age, he was a signified member of the covenant, which means he was a part of the covenant that God had made with Abraham years and years ago. And God sealed that covenant, you remember, with the rite of circumcision. And every Jew, every male Jew, would be circumcised. So at 8 days of age, they brought him to the temple. And the Bible says they named him a good Hebrew official name, the name Jesus. But alas, you remember, the angel had already appeared to Mary and Joseph and told them, you're going to call his name Jesus, because it's going to be him who's going to save his people from their sins. Well, so Jesus thus far has just had a normal Hebrew Israeli experience in his life to this point. His early beginning was just like any other Jewish boy, receiving circumcision, designated, established as a son of the covenant. This rite signifies him as a child of the covenant through Abraham. Now, after Jesus was circumcised and dedicated to the Lord, the Bible says Mary and Joseph took him home. And from his dedication, we move and look at something else. We find them coming back to the temple after Mary's purification and presenting him, giving him, if you will, to the Lord. If you want to see that, you find it there in verse 22 through verse 24. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now I want you to turn back with me to Leviticus. Go all the way back in Leviticus to chapter 12 and look at verses 2 through 6. I want you to see that. Well, it'll be real fresh in your memory. Leviticus chapter 12. Look at verses 2 through verse 6. And you'll see where all this came from through the law of Moses. This was concerning childbirth. In Leviticus chapter 12, look at verse 2 and following. The Lord spake to Moses, and he said, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a woman hath conceived seed and born a man-child, then she shall be unclean 7 days. According to the days of the separation for her infirmity shall she be unclean. And in the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. And she shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. But if she bear a maid child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her separation. And she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 66 days. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled, for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation unto the priest, who shall offer it before the Lord and make an atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is a law for her that hath borne a male or a female. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring 2 turtles or 2 young pigeons, the one for the burnt offering and the other for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean. So Mary's adhering to, if you will, the law of Moses. The law of Moses said if you had a man child, she'd be unclean for 33 days. If you had a female child, she'd be unclean for 66 days. So she's being absolutely right according to the law of Moses. Now, after her days of purifying, they return again to the temple. Made that little 5-mile journey, more or less, from Nazareth to the temple. They waited till her purification time was over. Then they come to the temple and they would make the sacrifice of 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. So they brought the sacrifice, one for a burnt offering, one for a sin offering, just like the law of Moses had said, and to present Jesus unto the Lord. Every male Jewish boy was holy unto the Lord. So the sacrifice of the turtle doves or the pigeons at Jesus' presentation, a wonderful thing took place. Everything was going just smooth. He had been circumcised, gone through that rite. She had been purified, gone through that, came to the temple, made the sacrifice, and lo and behold, something wonderful happened. There's a man that met them at the temple. In verse 25 through verse 32, you'll see the story there. As they made their way through the temple court, the court of the women, it would say, as they made their way, a man came up to them, rather bold. In fact, they didn't know who he was, and he might have kind of seemed a little bit strong as a stranger to just walk up to them. But nonetheless, this man appeared, and the Bible says his name was Simeon. Now, Simeon had been in the temple and keeping watch. I don't know how long. It could have been days, could have been weeks, could have been years. I don't know. But I know this. He was in the temple, and every young couple that came into the temple to dedicate or present their child to the Lord, he would very closely scrutinize every young couple. So this was no different with Mary and Joseph and Jesus than any other couple that would come. Why was he being so careful to look at all those families who came in the temple? There was a reason behind it, you see. God had told him, God had promised Simeon, "Simeon, you will not die until you lay your eyes on the Messiah." So God had given Simeon a real special set of eyes so that when the Messiah would come, that he would immediately recognize who the Messiah was at just a simple glance. Old Simeon was a good Bible student, and he believed God's promise, and God had made him a promise that he would not die till he saw and laid his hands on, saw the Messiah. Well, that promise had now been fulfilled. Here comes Mary, Joseph, bringing baby Jesus, and he lays eyes on Jesus. And now he knows a promise that God had made him was now being fulfilled right in his eyes. Well, in verses 29 through 32, look how he broke out and what he said. Look at verse 29. He said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word." You see, he's all doing everything but the word. "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Old Simeon looked up into heaven, I believe, after he saw Jesus. I believe he said, "Lord, I'm ready to come home now. You fulfilled your promise to me. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." What a blessing for Simeon. What a consolation in his life it was to have seen the Messiah. So the Bible says Simeon blessed the family and gave thanks to the Lord as well. Well, all was well in this experience also until Simeon's voice got a little more stern as he was talking to Mary and Joseph. Now, he wasn't through prophesying just yet. He had something else he had to say, and he was going to share this. This was a revelation about what was going to happen in Jesus' life. If you look in verse 34 and 5, you'll see it. "And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Well, in summarizing, Simeon said, this is no ordinary child. This child has a special purpose in this life. This child has a special calling from God. This child has a special destiny from the Lord. And all those who encounter him, all those who come into contact with him, their destinies also are going to be revealed. So he said, sooner or later, this is going to take place. Well, it would be sooner probably than later, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be just a short period of 30-some years, and this would be fulfilled as well. Well, the news of Jesus' presentation, Jesus' dedication to the Lord, spread pretty quickly. And the Bible says there was also in the temple a lady, an old woman by the name of Anna, who was a prophetess. She was of the tribe of Asher. The Bible says that she was married 7 years, and then her husband died, and she was a widow after 7 years of marriage, and she had dedicated herself to be in the temple, and she hasn't left the temple for 84 years. She served God in the temple with fastings and prayers. And here comes old Anna, the prophetess, and she also lays eyes on Jesus, and she immediately thanks God for the Messiah who has just now been sent, and now she has seen him with her own eyes. A lot of events transpired quickly in the first few weeks even of Jesus' life. Well, when Mary and Joseph had done everything that they were required to do by the law of Moses, every rite had been, you know, done, all the passages had been done, they took Jesus back home to Nazareth. But Anna shared with everybody she came into contact with those, she says, who were looking for a hope of redemption or a hope of deliverance in Israel. She told them, this child, he's the Messiah. He's the one you're looking for. He's the one who shall bring that to us. So we've seen pretty much here all we're permitted to see in the very early weeks of Jesus' life. So now they take Jesus back home, and you don't find anything recorded of Jesus' life from them going home until he is 12 years old. Now, there's another passage we're going to look at next week when they did bring Jesus back to the temple at 12 years of age. At 12 years of age, there was a rite of passage that all Jewish young men went through, and after this was accomplished, he would be declared a full son of Israel. He would be declared a young man. So we're going to look at that next week as he comes with his parents back to the Passover feast, if you will. We're going to pick up there in the same chapter 2 of Luke and go through those matters. Now, from birth to boyhood, scant information is given. But from boyhood to manhood, even less information is given. Now, I can't tell you why. That's just the way God planned it. God had a plan for Jesus' life. It was right on schedule. And we're going to look at as much as we can from then till next week. Study ahead. Look at the experience. We've all heard somebody sometime preach about Jesus in the temple at 12 years of age, you know, being so wise and talking with the lawyers and the doctors and the scribes and all those. We're going to look at those passages next week. All right?